This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
That is a live stream of a bald eagle nesting in Big Bear Valley, which consistently has a higher, in fact, at minimum, a double, most of the time quadruple audience, live audience, tuned into the live stream of a bald eagle nesting than any live stream that Joe Biden has ever done. We're back here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. What we have coming up is very interesting. Now, it's the best of both worlds. I'm frustrated because I'm up here reading all the news all the time and giving you the bad side of things, but it's very serious. There is a global awakening happening, though. People are waking up. People are realizing the tyranny that is being brought down on them right now. They do know that it's the Democrat Party responsible for most of it. They do know about Bill Gates and the eugenics programs that are being run against them right now. They do know about the Georgia Guidestones that is their operating policy. Only 500 million humans allowed on Earth. Well, that means they have to kill billions. No, you don't say. Yeah. Kind of, Bill Gates talks about it during TED Talks. He says, yeah, we're going to kill all humans. It's great. And then the crowd cheers. And then he releases a mosquito, a GMO mosquito into the crowd, which is supposedly called all the birth defects there in Brazil. But nobody wants to talk about that. Bill Gates releases his mosquitoes into Brazil, and then you have a bunch of birth defects. But no, there is an awakening to this tyranny, and there is a resistance to this tyranny. And so while the globalists and the Democrats are trying to enslave you harder than ever and kill you more than ever, the resistance is growing. So you have the Awakening World Truth Summit that was launched last week, and Alex Jones was one of the speakers there during the live event. And so you also had David Icke and Del Bigtree and a bunch of other great people that were speaking there. But when we come back here after this short segment, we're going to be airing the Alex Jones speech in its entirety. And again, so this is the Awakening World Truth Summit. Researchers, reporters, authors alike were discredited and labeled conspiracy theorists. Now, in the midst of a global pandemic, we see many of these very theories being openly discussed by world leaders. Terminologies like the Great Reset, Build Back Better, Agenda 2030, world vaccinations, microchipping, are terms being referenced in the media and by governments around the world. Business closures, lockdowns, tyrannical restrictions are being replicated around the world, and we all have a front row seat to one of the biggest societal breakdowns of our time. Yeah, exactly. Where can you go to be free from the globalist takeover? Where can you go to actually be free and breathe clean air and not be indoctrinated into the one world government? We were joking in the break. Is Tanzania the one place to go where they call out the fake pandemic? There's other world leaders that call out the fake pandemic, but they get destroyed from within, like Bolsonaro or Donald Trump, and then they get intimidated to go along with it. So when we come back, we're going to be airing this for the entire third hour. Alex Jones at the Awakening World Truth Summit, and then, of course, Jay Dyer in the fourth hour. But the question now is, How do we roll out this momentum into world freedom? We know how the globalists operate. They fake crises, they manufacture crises, they put people in fear, and then they use that momentum to enrich themselves and entrench themselves in the bureaucracies, in governments, big governments, local governments, media, all of it, corporate governments. And then just seize more power, more restrictions on you, more restrictions on your freedoms, more restrictions on your movements, more restrictions on your finances, more restrictions on your business, more restrictions on you. So the globalists manufacture crisis, they fake crises, and then they use that to seize power over you. Well, how do we use knowledge and truth and information to seize our power back? How do we use knowledge and information and the momentum in the resistance against the New World Order takeover to free humanity? Because that's what this is all about. You want to know what InfoWars is really all about? It's all about freeing humanity. You want to know why politicians and media and Bill Gates and the like all hate us? Because we want you to be free. We want you to be prosperous. They want you to die.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we now go to Alex Jones at the Awakening World Truth Summit. Very powerful. The world is awakening to tyranny. But how can we manifest that into human freedom versus the enemies of humanity who want us enslaved and destroyed? Here is Alex Jones' speech.
Been waiting to have this trailblazer on the program. He's of course no stranger to censorship, which is our theme for today's summit, talking about these censorship systems. Perhaps the most censored individual in the Western Hemisphere, maybe the world. You know what? Right now I'm kind of feeling like maybe the history of the world. Of course, founder and host of InfoWars.com. We're talking about Mr. Alex Jones. A pleasure, certainly very humbling to have you here, sir, with us broadcasting live from Toronto, Canada.
Well, sir, it's a real humble thing to be here with you and all these other great speakers. Everything you're saying is so on target. We have this anti-human agenda, whatever you want to call it. We can all see it's anti-human, it's anti-family, it's anti-God, it's anti-prosperity, it's anti-health, and it is now seeking to silence all of us and doing open criminal testing of these deadly mRNA vaccines. When I was talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor yesterday, she was explaining that Johnson's & Johnson's is even worse because it takes a live virus carrying RNA, and it actually does change the DNA. The mRNA goes and programs the outside of the cell to then go program the cell itself, so it's the same thing. But this is just so diabolical, so dangerous, doesn't protect people, and it's just causing massive amounts of death and carnage. And top scientists have come out, including Wolfgang Woodard, one of the head of the large EU advisory commissions, saying that this is population control. This is population reduction. But Hitler did it with guns and bullets and gas, and so people understood he was bad and stood up to him. They're doing this through covert medicine, and a lot of the doctors and nurses don't even know they're part of it. That's how compartmentalized it is. So what you're doing is absolutely trailblazing. And as I get censored or you get censored, others have to stand up, create their own platforms, whether they be small or large like yours, and together we're going to win. But this really is humanity's greatest crisis.
Well, I would say that the key word in that is together. And I think that it is so important why we do summits like this today is to connect with our brothers and sisters from all over the world, because this agenda is a global agenda. This initiative is something we know obviously that's been planned over an exceedingly long period of time. It's successional. And certainly as you bring these issues to light, it begs so many questions. I have like three or four thousand questions to ask you. Thankfully, I will cut it down because I know that we are short for time. But share with the viewers, eugenics. You talked about it, the impact of this. How would you characterize it? Gene therapy, is it? It's literally a reprogramming of the human species.
Well, absolutely, and they have real gene therapies that are very, very promising, but the FDA won't approve things for like colon cancer. They have an almost 100% cure out of the Texas company NextGen, but they won't authorize that, and surely it'll probably have side effects down the road. A lot of this hasn't had long-term testing, so we don't know, but what they're doing with the Moderna, the AstraZeneca, the Pfizer, especially mRNA vaccines, is literally going and programming the cell to then program its mitochondrial DNA to produce this spike protein so that your body will then have an autoimmune response to that spike protein that is in the entire corona family of viruses. But then one of the big things it can do is anytime you come in contact with a coronavirus, one of the most common viruses out there, now you'll have an autoimmune response just like you're being stung by a bee or whatever. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, but your body then attacks itself, kind of like organ rejection, but it's your organs. And so that's why we've already seen so many people die. And the way Dr. Sherry Tenpenny described it is there's an ingredient that's in antifreeze that's in a lot of thousands of products. And if you have taken any of those products, well, now that this is in some of the mRNA vaccines, you will then have an autoimmune response to the particular chemical. And that people need to see that full video. It's free at band.video. And the headline is Doctor Exposes the Dangers of These So-Called Vaccines. Because as she said, these are not vaccines. And that's what's crazy is this is a revolution by these mad scientists, by these eugenicists who want to be able to just test things on us that have not been approved in animals or humans. And where they can just get away with liability protection of actually killing, maiming, and sterilizing people in mass. And we know from the Pfizer vaccine and others that in the literature, the covering of the virus just so happens to be similar or the exact same protein in the placenta. So just like a virus is fast growing, the placenta that the baby attaches to in the uterus, it'll actually destroy that. So that's why they put in the fine print, above 75 shouldn't take it. Pregnant women shouldn't take it, and below 16. But that's just an advisory. They still go forward and do it. And so if you talk about eugenics, and stop me anytime, so I can just meander here, but it goes back to Plato.
He thought, so true. Yeah. Right, I'm sorry, but so true and compelling. And so it begs the question that you've been talking about this, and this is just part of the process. It is not the end stage. It's just, you know, it's an evolutionary step, right? That is part of the overall, the talk about lockstep, the great reset, whatever you want to call it. What does it feel like for you, someone who's been doing this as long as you have been, watch the video that you did in 2008 detailing almost verbatim, step by step, what has happened 2020 right up until today. How does that feel for you? And of course, speak to why they are censoring you, why they deplatformed you, and et cetera.
Well, sir, when you talked about how this has been a long-term plan just now being launched, I got chills earlier because that's so true. And that's really what we have to understand is they treat us like we're dumb animals. And these globalists, these crazy eugenicist scientists that believe they're God and believe that they're going to basically become gods by harnessing the secrets of our DNA in the universe, They admit that they're just using the virus as the pretext. Klaus Schwab said this year at Davos, he goes, we're not going to change the world, we're going to change you at the biological level. So this is a corporate takeover, not just of Monsanto, of soybeans or corn genes, but our genes. And so when you said this has been a long-term plan, they're just now going operational, I got chills because it is a long-term plan. And now a lot of people go, man, Alex, you've been vindicated. What does it feel like? And I don't feel vindicated. I feel completely nauseous. I feel freaked out. I read all their documents. I saw them beta testing this on disadvantaged populations. They don't care if you're poor, black, poor, white. If they can get away with it, they're going to do it to anybody. If they hate everybody. And I watched them do it in beta and saw the thousands of declassifications of injecting people with syphilis and letting them die, Tuskegee, and radiating little poor Appalachian kids to death in studies and killing our own military and testing anthrax vaccines. Over 20,000 of our troops, they admit, died of the anthrax vaccine that was experimental and illegal. And so when I see somebody like Klaus Schwab, it's a feeling beyond hatred. He literally has us enslaved. He has a technocracy over us. He thinks he's God. His grandfather helped run the Nazi atomic weapons program, light water reactors. And I've just done the research, and it's just horrifying to know all this and to know now, okay, this was beta, and it was bad enough, and I knew that they were going to launch it. Then they launched it, and now I know what comes next. And that's when I really get chills and then feel like actually like a coward that I'm not physically organizing people to go after them. And I'm not calling for that. They want that. Right. That's part of their plan. But the next plan is, and I said this before Gates even said it last year, this is just to train us to get locked down and accept that we're dirty and we're bad and we're evil. Once they launch the next phase, it'll be a much stronger bioweapon that'll kill hundreds of millions or billions. Then they'll do the real lockdown. Then once they know they've got us, there'll be combat robots on the street. Everything you see will be fully rolled out. Then they're going to go ahead and just release a super weapon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have the continued coverage here of Alex Jones at the Awakening World Truth Summit. And, you know, you see the videos of Alex from 10 years ago going viral where he predicted everything we're seeing now. It's going to be another one of those videos. You're going to see that video in 10 years at this current trend, folks. And that's going to be like profit gospel, sadly. I hope we can turn it around, though. I don't want that to happen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to Alex. A couple breaking news stories here, though. Bill de Blasio announced he's running for governor of New York. Imagine. So I guess Cuomo is pretty much considered dead meat to the Democrat Party. But de Blasio, who's just as dead meat, thinks he's going to run. That's a joke. And Biden is, apparently there's a live stream going on Biden right now about to sign the $2 trillion what they're now calling rescue plan. That's a total lie. We'll have more of that exposure coming up. Just more lies from the Democrat Party. That's all they do. If a Democrat's talking, he's lying or she's lying. Don't trust anything these people say. They want you dead. Believe me. Back to Alex Jones exposing all of this, though, on the Awakening World Truth Summit.
They're just practicing to make sure that there won't be a big panic when they wipe us out with a real bioweapon that kills. They've got a weaponized mouse pox that kills about 98%. It's not race specific like a lot of the other ones. It actually kills every human group with about 98% efficiency, even if you have vitamins and minerals. And so we're being prepared and drilled. Like Jim Jones in Ghana, he had them drink strawberry and grape and cherry Kool-Aid, but without cyanide, three or four times a day for a year. And finally, when they went to drink the real Kool-Aid with the cyanide, they all died. And so we're getting ready to drink the Kool-Aid. And so I'm just telling everybody watching, folks, they plan on killing you and your family. You better get the word out. You better stop wearing the mask. You better speak up everywhere you go. I'm on a short workcation with my family and crew and here in Florida, and I just walk around the hotel without it. People say something. I get them all. I go lockstep. They're going to kill you. The mask has never come off. They go, I know. I'm sorry. I go, then stop virtue signaling and leave me alone because I care about you. And this is all a psyop.
Right. It's all a psyop. And when you talk about the technocracy, speak to the fact that how you qualify your information, the extent of detail that you go to, because, again, we know how the media spin, the mainstream news media. We know how the mass propagations of, I call it the weapons of mass misrepresentation. But talk about your qualification process, the attention to detail that you pay before you go public with your details, your documents, with your information.
Well, I mean, here's my problem. I've been on air 27 years, and I'm also a regular guy. I like that. 27 years. I like to have fun sometimes on a live 3-4 hour, 5 hour show, depending on how long I do. Usually it's about 3 hours. And so I'll have a comic on once or twice a month. We'll joke around, make jokes. They go, oh, Jones says this, but he also says this. So I've gotten to where I really can't do the joking around sometimes because in the media, twists that, edits it, takes it out of context.
We saw that last week.
Most of the time I'm very, absolutely, they saw that. Well, that was in a documentary film. And I said, if I only cared about myself, I would hate Donald Trump. He's ruined my life. And I said something about Roger Stone. But Roger Stone called me that night. And he goes, yeah, I've seen that film. You explain it in the film. They just edited that off the front and off the end to try to divide and conquer. So I've really got to be careful. And this stuff stresses me out. You know, sometimes I get bummed out and I drink too much or get upset and I have an anger problem. Because when you know that you're literally being prepared for annihilation along with everybody else and people won't do anything about it, you tend to get mad. But you ask my vetting process. I'd read a lot of historical books. I'd read a lot of books by the globalists by the time I went on air when I was 21. Mm-hmm. And so I already know their plan. And so I already know they're going in a certain direction. And so they may throw a curveball here. They may do this play there. But I've got their playbook. I don't know exactly what play they're going to call when. But when I see their formation set up like a football analogy, I've got a good idea. And so when you read a Rockefeller document, or you read a Carnegie document, or you read a Bill Gates document, and then you notice that the UN that adopts it and calls it Disease X Drill the next year, they'll have Operation Lockstep 7 years ago by the Rockefellers. Then they'll have a whole bunch of other drills by all these other governments, and Dark Winter and Crimson Contagion and all these operations that are all basically the same. And then right before they launch the real operation, after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they will have an exact drill of the exact weapon and the exact places released. They'll even show the exact maps in Crimson Contagion. I'm going to cover this next week. It's so big, I've been unable to even get into it because I have like thousands of pages of documents. And it's all exactly how they then rolled it out six months later. So it's all mapped out, but they know there's intelligence agencies and private groups that aren't in on it who are compartmentalized. So they're on the phone, they're on emails, preparing all this with hundreds of thousands of folks that are involved. And that way it's a cover in the eugenics cult. It's what it is a eugenics cult. To call them Nazis is too kind. This is the group that created the Nazis as a beta test and then set them up. That's a whole other area. So that's what's so bone-chilling about all of this is that they beta tested it to test it out, but also in case they get caught, they go, oh, that's just a drill. But they work them out, they war game them for years, and then right before they go operational, the exact plan under another name is launched, and that is a Crimson Contagion.
Right. And so it's interesting when you talk about the passion and the fact that you substantiate. It's not whimsical. You don't wake up like you had a dream and say, hey, you know what I dreamt last night? You have mountains of evidentiary support, substantiated fact on record, and yet you are characterized, even up to yesterday, our producer Grant, flipped over an article that was talking about that you were appearing on The Awakening today, and just, again, the weapons of mass misrepresentation, specifically, they did mention that very same excerpt about the Roger Stone and President Trump and you wishing
and
that
they
you
say,
never met
oh,
them.
Alex doesn't mean what he really, Alex doesn't mean what he really says because he attacked Trump. No, that was a hypothetical, and the judge a tree by its fruits. I supported Trump. What I was saying is, I didn't do it for money. I lost almost all the money I've had supporting Trump. And as a fleshly person, my flesh does not like Donald Trump because I got hurt. But my spirit loves him. That's what I said in the full clip. It's in a film I'm selling. But again, that's how they deceive. They edited it out of context and put out the clip where I was cussing. And again, the truth is, I get angry about this. And I work too much. Some days I work 18 hours. That film crew was smart. Turned out they work basically with the ADL and George Soros. They admit it now. And they waited till like 9 at night to interview me. They had tequila over there, everything. I got tired. And so it was vino veritas. But I've already said that on Joe Rogan and my show, too, that Donald Trump has destroyed my life. They'll probably put this out and say, oh, look, we found a leaked clip off the Great Awakening. No, I'm saying it's hurt a lot of people, but tell them the truth hurt me. So they want to change the subject. Check it out, folks. Is Operation Lockstep real? Did they do Event 201 right as they actually launched the attack? Was it actually Crimson Contagion? Don't believe me. Again, people think from that clip 11 years ago you talked about where I'm like, you'll be wearing masks, you'll be locked in your house, no more ball games. And then I'm talking about the actual document. People thought that I psychically just do this. No, it's a document. The issue is they're going to carry it out, and they say 90% of us must be exterminated. And so, again, right now they're just practicing to collapse the third world because when they shut down the first world, the third world dies. Then the third world will rush the borders. Can't blame them. They will have the UN refugee centers brainwashing them to be anti-Western, to be pro-UN, and then they've got us. They've got the West is down, the third world's down. Then they're going to put in a police state lockdown to control the borders because we'll call for it, but the walls are going to be there to keep us in. Like Israel has those big walls now. Notice they can't get out. They're having to wear freedom bracelets.
Yes.
I said when this started a year ago, I said within 1 year, they're going to have us beta testing in Israel, in Australia, in Spain, and in France. Bracelets. Well, I already knew because they were already proposing it in the Bill Gates documents. And then now, a year later, boom, they're rolling it out.
Mm-hmm. And we're hearing really scary stories coming out of Israel specifically about mass arrests and, of course, those who show any sign of opposition and how they've been targeted. Zurichson, here in Canada, we call it dirty tricks, also known, of course, as disruption.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alex Jones, speaking at the Awakening World Truth Summit.
But these processes that they impose against those dissidents or those whose views or interests oppose their own obviously, the more powerful you are, the more powerful your voice is, the bigger a threat you pose. I would love to, we talk about it all the time, the misconstruction, media spins, the manipulation, degradation, how they go after you personally, with a lot of these, you know, we call it a hit piece or whatnot. Talk about how taxing that is, and what you do to move through, to deal with, to be able to still stay on target, on topic, and on task, in respects to what you're called to do.
Well, imagine we're in a house, and we've got our children, our human community. All of our children are our children. It's true. We're all just, like David Icke says, consciousness experiences existence. That's what the enemy tries to divide us from. Doesn't want us to know. Like Martin Luther King said, it's not the color of someone's skin. It's the content of their character and their deed.
Yes.
It's their spirit that matters. And everything they do is to divide that and destroy that in the name of protecting it. It's everything they do is an inversion. So I knew when I made my film Endgame 14 years ago from doing deep research that they were going to carry this plan out. And they said they would be launching it by 2020 in Agenda 21. And that by 2030, there would basically be no more hunger and poverty because they would have killed most of the population. And I knew these people had done everything they said before when they said they would do it. And so really being attacked, being sued, being lied about doesn't get to me because I expect this is going to happen. And I'm not some hero. I would have to have blind, crazy courage to just know all this and do nothing and just pretend that everything's okay. And I'm sure not going to join them. They've tried to get me to join them. Listen, they tried to get my dad to join them, and my dad didn't tell me this. He's a doctor, now retired. He didn't tell me this until I was showing Endgame at my studios. My mom and dad came by to pick me up to go to my oldest daughter's ballet recital. She was like, you know, 3 years old then. She's like 17 now.
Right.
And my mom watched the end of Endgame, and she said, David, that's not true. World government to exterminate everybody. He goes, well, Carol, you know, I was in Plan 2, University of Texas, when he was in high school. Because he had the highest, some of the highest scores in Texas, and he volunteered for this NASA program, and it really wasn't a NASA program. And just whiz kid stuff that Eisenhower was doing. And my dad wasn't getting recruited into NASA. He was getting recruited into be above the CIA, the scientific establishment. And so, by the time he got into college, he got out of it because he realized what it was. But by the time he was a freshman at UT, the head of the botany department that had run the recruiting in Plan 2, where they got all these high school kids in college, my dad was in MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility when he was 15 in the secret areas where they had people missing lower mandibles, giving them, you know, all sorts of experimental stuff. People had signed off to, you know, try to live, but they were killing people. And I remember my dad went ahead then and spilled his guts to me, and he said, listen, these mad scientists would inject people with stuff and get off when they were, like, killing these people, giving them this stuff. And he said, it's basically mad scientists. The head of the botany department, my dad and five others, that said, you're the best in the state we've got. This is eugenics, but we're not like Hitler, because this guy was Jewish. He said, he goes, we're going to go after everybody that isn't the elite, and we're going to set up a world government, and we're going to basically have to exterminate people to save the earth. And my dad got out of it at that point, and that was that. So I mean, folks, that's how real this was. And it wasn't until 14 years ago that my dad saw Endgame, and in the car driving over to the ballet, spilt his guts, and my mom was completely freaked out.
Mm-hmm. I love history. You prefaced it. You talked about it in respects to your father's understanding, and even that they certainly were seeking or suitors to utilizing or bringing them into that practice, that process. The similarities between the Gestapo, Hitler's the Third Reich, just that overall initiative, and it's almost, I call it like the evolution, almost like 5.0, that a lot of those same practices, mind control, we talk about the origins of monarch mind control and these things.
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra, right? And so speak to that a little bit in respects to similarities or things that you find to be compelling, that Hitler initiatives undertook, ideology versus what we are seeing today, obviously mass surveillance.
I would love to get into that because understand this is a key part of history. And just be clear, my dad was not even that super special. They were recruiting all the best and brightest people into this cult, and they were just finding parents that, you know, thought, okay, yeah, great, take our son and put him in the cancer research deal, working with these people. Oh, you know, put him in, and they were taking my dad and showing him basically all the secret stuff just to see how he'd respond, because he worked 20 hours a day, do whatever they said. But it was just that last straw when they told him, by the way, we're going to go after everybody. And then he just, you know, quietly said, no, thank you. And they still came around again. But that's how this works. But going back to what you were just saying, and this is all on record, and I'll tell this way. There's a thousand ways to tell it. It's not different versions of the truth. It's different angles, like different chapters of a book. But yes. Edward VIII was basically Transylvanian, not even German. The entire British royal House of Windsor is not British, and they're not even German. They're Transylvanian. Anybody can type in House of Windsor is actually the House of Dracula or the Red Dragon. Prince Charles is the main heir of the House of Dracula. This is not Bram Stoker's Dracula. Bram Stoker was making an analogy of how evil these people are in his book. They don't really live forever, but the spirit that's in them lives forever and is Satan, basically. It's like the house of Satan. And so David Icke exposes that they interbreed because they believe somehow it helps them resonate with this frequency like Avatar and basically be able to take this on. Now, that's the thing I don't get into because it can't be proven, but it is proven that they believe it. So I'll just move on from there.
Right.
But you can type in Edward VIII. You can type in Edward VIII, Hitler, and it's all the photos with him with Hitler. And so he was going to be the head of the EU under Hitler. The Germans, the Nazis had an agreement with the British that he would be the head of the new British Empire. They had a peace deal with Neville Chamberlain. But then they got rid of Neville Chamberlain, broke that deal. That's why the deputy Fuhrer, Albert Speer, flew over, jumped out over the Royal Palace in his parachute, and then was locked up in the Tower of London for the rest of his life, the longest serving person there because he had the peace treaty that was later declassified. And so Churchill came in and said, well, that's not our treaty. We're not doing it. And so you have to understand, Hitler was set up by the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Prussia, it was set up by Cold Spring Harbor in New York that was funded by Thomas Watson that created IBM. So IBM created computers to do race mixing studies and then to prove that minorities or black people or brown people were inferior. This is just mainline history, IBM, the Holocaust. Anybody can look it up. So Thomas Watson goes with the British. He's an American, sets up Hitler, puts Hitler in power. They set up an EU plan, a world domination plan, how they poisoned food and water at first to dumb down third world populations before they killed them, how they would then also call off, you know, if somebody had 1% Native American, I'd be killed because I'm like, you know, less than 10%, but I'd still be killed. And all of this happened, but then you can say British intelligence double-crossed Hitler, took down that operation, and then they still set up the operation, but it wasn't just going to be against certain groups. It was going to be against everybody. And then Thomas Watson's protege was Bill Gates' mother. She was the head of the IBM board that carried out all the eugenics operation. He bequeathed all of his fortune into that eugenics board that her mother then handed over to Bill Gates. And then all the other big foundations put their money into the eugenics holdings. All the robber barons were basically eugenicists, from Henry Ford to all of them. Carnegie, all of them, they all put billions in their day, now trillions, into this. And so the whole world government, that's why they run the UN. It's why they run all the health departments. It's why they run the National Institutes of Health. It's why they run the National Health Service, the CDC. It's why Bill Gates has been kicked out of 30-something countries for killing people with vaccines. Because literally, they're not babies of Hitler. Hitler was just a test operation they did. So the people that created Hitler created this.
Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will come back with more from the full Alex Jones interview there on the World Awakening World Truth Summit. And, of course, more developing the barbarian, terroristic, lying Democrat Party just signed a $2 trillion stimulus bill. They're calling it the rescue plan. They're saying it's going to end American poverty. These people cannot stop lying and cheating and stealing.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Very powerful. The Awakening World Truth Summit, Alex Jones speaking. We are going to air more of that, but you know, it's incredible. You're talking about the New World Order takeover, planetary government. Basically, all the stuff that you've seen from COVID will be permanent. The world government will decide when you can leave your house, if you can leave your house, if you can go to work, if you can go to church. They'll cancel church, actually. There won't be any churches. Probably if you can go to school, which will just be indoctrination centers. If you can take off a face mask, you'll be forced to take vaccines. So this is all coming. This is a global plan. This is how the New World Order is going to bring in the global government. That's their ultimate goal here. And the Democrat Party is the front lines. And many Republicans, too. I mean, you saw Greg Abbott flies an Israeli flag in his office, says he's going to cancel Gab in Texas, but he's against censorship as he's censoring people. So he's a total fraud. And he'll cave on the mask mandate. He'll probably bring the mask mandate back. And if they pass Texas bill HB3, we're done. And so, you know, I would just have this to say to the Democrats. Is there any way, seriously, this is just what I would say to the Democrats and the liberals right now. Let's say we'll wave the white flag. We'll give you guys America. You conquered us. You're enslaving us. You killed our economy. You're taking away our freedoms, our rights. Fine. We wave the white flag. We give up. You win. You America's bad. We'll all be, everyone in America will be a racist, bigot, slave, and you can take all the guns and censor all the free speech and burn all the books you don't like, and so fine. You did it. You won. You ended freedom. Congratulations. Is there anywhere we can go and be free? Will you give us any place to go be free? Will you give us any place to have a last bastion of freedom, a last holdout to live our lives how we see fit without you trying to dominate us? Is there anywhere? No. Because you're totalitarians. And you're hell-bent on forcing your way of life on the rest of us. And it's sick. It's demonic. And Joe Biden just signed the $2 trillion stimulus bill. They're claiming it's a rescue plan and it's going to end America's poverty. What a lie. You'll never see, most people will never see their stimulus check. $1.5 trillion of this won't have anything to do with COVID. We'll even be going to foreign nations. And by the way, after Biden signed it, he invited the media in to watch him sign it. After he signed it, they kicked the media out, no questions asked. This is an evil, demonic takeover of the entire planet, and the Democrats will give us no quarter for human freedom. Zero. Recognize this. Approach the world with this understanding if you want to ever live free on this planet or in this country again. Now, back to Alex Jones at the Awakening World Truth Summit.
Talk about the founding fabrics of what now we've seen, the evolution and how these processes have been contemporized. It's very serendipitous in that late 90s, we had in Canada something similar to what has been in U.S. media over the last couple of years, and that was China, 1,000 Talents. And when we talk about the 1,000 Talents, we talk about the recruitment of the brightest and the best minds, science throughout education. I know that the Department of Justice, there was a article I want to thank that came out in November that they found over $1 billion that was funneled through and contributed to educational institutions.
That's the Confucius Institutes. Confucius right. Institutes, exactly. China taking over British, German, Australian, Canadian, U.S., Mexican. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the biggest globalists through China, just like the globalists created Hitler.
Yeah.
The globalists created communist China. So it's not the Germans. It's not the Chinese people. They get a good, powerful group of smart. They enslave them. They hype them up. And then they use them. And I believe China will actually get destroyed in the end in the setup.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mean to interrupt you where you were going, sir. You're 100% on target.
Yeah, no, but it's really curious because, again, I said that, you know, when we get the opportunity to speak with you, that your vantage point, that your support's just your understanding, your knowledge base is tremendous. And so for our viewers, the thirst that they have and the reason why, you know, part one of The Awakening had 1.1 million views is because people aren't getting what they need. We talk about the sustenance from the news, the mainstream news media. A lot of questions still to be answered. We know that the purple elephant with pink polka dots in the room is COVID, but COVID is the byproduct. So it is very curious, and the dialogue that we like to foster is, okay, we know what it is. We know what's happening. We have exhibited and expressed our concerns, but how did we get here? If these are the leaves or this is the branch of the present day circumstance, the trunk and the root of the issue comes from where? And again, with the belief system that if we have a broader understanding, a more extensive understanding, then we'll know collectively how to move forward in to addressing it. And so
absolutely,
obviously, I've been doing that for 27 years.
And again, for me, it was just a learning process from studying history and then a lot of books around the house that my parents were reading. They never pushed any of this on me. They never even really told me any of this. I just kind of discovered it on my own and then found out, you know, that my dad had gotten sucked into it because it's on such an industrialized scale. And what people need to know is this. The history of this goes back to Plato. 2,300 years ago in Greece. And Greece had over a dozen city-states One was a democracy, one was Spartan, one was this, one was that.
Yes.
Alexander the Great and people came from up north of there, from Macedonia. So it was all these different forms of government. But the system that Plato came up with was a republic, but not the republic we even kind of think about. It was a republic run by an elite. And he looked at his fellow Greeks and said, we should just get rid of poor people. And he said, they're crushing the breast of Mother Earth and all this. And so you follow him, a lot of kings, a lot of royalty, every culture, doesn't matter where you are in the world, elites have an idea that they're the elite and that, the general public can be expendable. But by Malthus 300 years ago in England, he was the guy, Malthusianism, says, let's just herd poor people into compact cities and then give them diseased blankets and things to kill them. He wanted to kill the Brits, the Irish, the Scots. I mean, the royalty saw these big cities, saw these big populations as a threat, and they were worried about a peasant uprising, okay? And so if they couldn't kill them all, they would ship them to Australia or ship them to the United States on slave ships, and so penal colonies. And so that's where this comes from. And then the robber barons about 160 years ago in the UK and in the United States, J.P. Morgan, all of them literally were called social Darwinists, and they said survival of the fittest, we have a right to kill and murder whoever we want because we're the elites. So the theory of evolution from Charles Darwin was picked up by them, and then they called it social Darwinism. And so by 1860, they launched the social Darwin system and picked up modern eugenics. The term eugenics got coined by Francis Galton, who, again, they did a breeding program with the Wedgwoods, Huxleys, the Galtons, and others. The Blairs were involved. And they were trying to create supermen to prove this theory. It actually created psychos and mentally retarded people. It was very, very sad. But it did produce Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley, who then one went on to write Brave New World. The other went on to basically create transhumanism in the UN. And they wrote nonfiction books about everything we're now living under and how they would make biological sex impossible. Like, we'll be French bulldogs, we won't be able to have children, we'll have to go have it genetically engineered. And now even the New York Times had the headline last week, the problem with the sperm, and they admit the chemicals that are purposely put in the water are actually sterilizing mainly the male population. And so, again, there's just thousands of data points in all of this, but here's why they're doing it. They have a will to dominate. When
all
you
right,
have
ladies
inbreeding,
and gentlemen, the full video, of course, the Awakening World Truth Summit, TCN Video, the host there. We have it at band.video as well. The entire Alex Jones portion is available at band.video. You can download that, share that there. And, of course, these are the platforms we have to build because we're the most censored name in news, because we're the most hardcore name in news. And, I mean, imagine if you're in a war and your enemy has your battle plans, and your enemy is publishing the battle plans to the public, well, what are you going to do? You're going to make sure that they don't have publishing power. You're going to try to shut them down to keep their battle plans from being exposed. Well, that's InfoWars. We're exposing the enemy battle plans from the low-level Democrats operating it to the high levels of the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs and the UN. We're telling you their battle plan. That's why we're bona fide now as next year's news today. Nobody else holds a candle to what InfoWars does, and everybody knows it. So it's only possible, though, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The good news is we make it easy on you with very popular products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is now back in stock and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 2 days left for free shipping store-wide. 2 days left for free shipping store-wide. So take advantage of that before that deal is all said and done. And, of course, all the other great supplements, the hats, the T-shirts, the books, the DVDs, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm signing off for the Alex Jones Show. Jay Dyer hosting the fourth hour. I'll be back hosting the War Room, taking your calls, breaking news from 3 to 6 p.m. on the War Room. Jay Dyer, up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.